This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour. Now it's time for our weekly overview of the Talkers charts for the week of January 2nd to the 6th. First issue of this year and the new year, going through the stories and the people who are being discussed according to the research at Talkers Magazine. And to do that, I brought together my gang, my posse, my group of people associated with the Good Day program and DJV. And here in their presence, in their glory, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have you along. Let's go through the list of stories first and see where we stop. The playoffs in the NFL, college football, I don't think there's anything unusual going on there. Is there any team that really is outstanding that isn't expected to be, or wasn't expected at the beginning of the season to be outstanding? Richie, you follow that.
In the NFL, the fun thing of the week is I was looking up the odds yesterday for all of the teams that made the playoffs to actually go and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm betting $100 on the Miami Dolphins, because if they hit, baby, I'm rich.
Really?
It's 100-1.
Who would have thought, right, at the beginning of the year?
Uh-huh. So you put $100, you get $100,000?
I haven't yet. Yeah, it's 100-1.
Give me $100. I'll borrow $100.
Too late now, though.
I'll do it for you. I mean, if I win, I'll have plenty of money for you. I'm betting for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Bets are on the house. Maybe not. Bets are on everybody. Okay, so that's... isn't there some controversy in college football? So this week, why do I remember?
There was a Brent Musburger thing.
The Rose Bowl went through the roof with the score.
Yeah.
Why is Brent Musburger on the people list? What's going on with him?
A lot of people are calling for him to retire now. He was favorably talking about Joe Mixon, who plays for Oklahoma, and a video came out recently of Joe punching a woman in the face, and it broke 4 bones in her face. And he basically was just saying, well, everyone needs a second chance, and he's been blasted on Twitter. He's still defending his position and his comments. I mean, he sounds like an out-of-touch, just bumbling old man at this point. So a lot of people are saying that, you know, it's time for him to go.
Been around a long time. Didn't he have the prostitute on his back, wasn't there?
No, that was Marv Albert.
Okay. No, Brent Albert, not to be confused. But yeah. Brent Musburger a few years ago got into a lot of trouble when the camera panned to the Alabama quarterback's girlfriend, Catherine Webb, who was Miss USA or something, or one of the pageant girls, and he made a lot of comments about how beautiful she was and everything, and then ESPN apologized later on. So this is sort of his second
Wasn't beautiful?
Well, no, just because he made inappropriate comments on the air about her.
So, Doug, how old do you think Brent Musburger is?
Not as old as I am.
I thought he's in his 70s, right?
Is he?
Take a guess. Give me a number.
All right, 74.
77.
Okay.
And by the way, he gets points. His middle name is Woody.
Well, he's just destined to be a perv.
Okay, so then let's go back. Let's back up for just a second. The controversy about Berman at 61 leaving ESPN and why that is taking place. There doesn't seem to be, the explanation you just gave about Brent Musburger makes sense. There's nobody who's come up with an explanation as to why Berman is hitting the road.
Mm.
Right?
Maybe too much money? Was he forced out? I don't know.
No, that's the point. Nobody seems to know. It just is there, and because he was visible, and I think most of the cue on him is very positive.
Oh,
so,
that guy is ESPN royalty.
Yeah.
He only leaves if he wants to leave, I would imagine.
I mean, he's still doing radio, which is interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about that. He was a long time. Both he and Len Berman were, and I don't think they're related, both longtime sports personalities in New York City, right? Victoria, don't they do?
Well, Len Berman certainly is a longtime New York City guy. Chris Berman's originally from Connecticut, and he's been a New England broadcaster. He went to Brown and then got his legs up in New England.
He was at ESPN day one.
Yeah.
He was.
They didn't even have a campus
Len
in Connecticut
was
when
in
he
Boston,
started.
Too. But then, yeah, he lives, ESPN, I think, is still, the studios are still in Connecticut.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so that takes care of that. Number nine on the countdown this week is a focus on ethics and what to do with the Republicans want to eliminate the ethics office.
Not anymore, they don't.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. They backtracked quickly on that one.
Yeah. There was
the Office of Ethics is like this third-party reviewer that was supposed to take care of ethical situations in Congress, but there have been a lot of leaks from that office. It became very politicized, and so the Republicans said it's not doing what it should, and we want to get rid of it. Well, that's fine, and there's some validity to that argument,
there is,
but the
yes.
way things, but the way things look, you know, everything is about optics now. Yeah. Everybody talks about optics.
Yeah.
It looks like you're talking about draining the swamp and, on one hand, and then getting rid of an oversight for ethics committee on the other. And so Donald Trump tweeted, "Hey guys, maybe not make this your top priority. Like, let's talk about tax reform or something. Like, let's put this on the back."
You don't jump out of the box day one with an ethics overhaul,
right? And so, and within an hour and a half, by the way, the powerful tweet of Donald Trump, it went away.
So here's a little review for those who don't remember. Richie will remember this. The rest of you won't because you never
knew. Heffley, yep.
Joel Heffley, who was on this program for a long time when we first got started, congressman from Colorado Springs, Colorado, the most ethical of all ethicists.
Great guy.
He was the chairman of the House Ethics Committee, and he was responsible pretty much single-handedly for destroying the career of the most crooked bastard that's been in the House for a long time, Tom DeLay. So with all of the ethics violations that they had on DeLay, Heffley brought him up on charges. Remember, they're both Republicans, and Heffley not only brought him up, but they had him dead to rights on four or five things, and they had another four or five that they could have hung him out to dry on, but it was enough to get him out. And so Heffley, who thought he was doing what he was supposed to do as chairman of the Ethics Committee, got the wrath of the higher ups in the Republican Party to the point where they stripped him of his chairmanship of the Ethics Committee. And then the Republican National Committee put up a lot of money to have his opponent in the primary beat him. And he did, by a sliver. So Heffley not only lost his seat as the ethics chairman, but the Republicans went after him and destroyed his career as a congressman. That's his thanks for doing what was supposed to be
done. And that was before there was this ethics office that they just wanted to close last week.
Yeah, but it's the same.
This is an additional office.
Doing the same.
So they had an oversight committee to oversight the oversight committee.
Yeah.
Government.
Yeah, don't you just love it? Well, maybe that'll all change, Richie. We'll strip down some of these things that need to not be redundancies. 14 past the hour. You're listening to a weekly discussion from some of your favorite radio hosts of the top topics of the week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Television and Talkers Radio, talkers.com.
Now, Geico saving stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. From depressive lows to manic highs, bipolar disorder is characterized by mood swings. But in a recent study, researchers found that there's often more going on.
We found that binge eating disorder was occurring in just under 10% of our bipolar patients, which is significantly higher than the average rate in the general population.
Dr. Mark Fry says the study also showed high rates of obesity in bipolar patients, just over 40%.
So we're really seeing that binge eating disorder, which can have a whole host of additional psychiatric concerns, and obesity, which we know can be related to a number of other medical complications, are common in bipolar disorder.
Dr. Fry says the study shows that bipolar disorder is a complicated illness, so tailoring treatment to individuals is also more complicated. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A young couple thought they were living the American dream when they bought a little yellow house with a white picket fence in El Dorado Hills, California. But then the town decided to ban yellow and require all homes to be beige or tan. This young couple decided to fight back. They finally won a long court battle, so the town decided to get even by banning the picket fence, too. The city manager said, if you allow yellow, then when a guy comes in and says he likes purple, where do you draw the line? How about looking through the lens of liberty and drawing the line at freedom? If people can't paint their house whatever color makes them happy, they should see red.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear. Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
17 after the hour, the countdown overview with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at number 8. You'll all be excited to know Megyn Kelly is in there. And she changed the name. She spelled the name M-E-G-A-N, but she thought it would have more panache if she put a Y in it. So that's
why. Is that true? Or are you making that up?
It's true. You know, anything I say is true, Jennifer. Since when do you question the truth and veracity?
And see if that's her original.
I tried to put a Y in Victoria once, and my mom freaked out. She's like, absolutely not. I was like, but Mom, it's more interesting. She's like, where would you put it?
So she's going to do what Billy Bush was originally hired to do, 9 o'clock hour on the Today Show. Apparently, when informed of this, Matt Lauer went bananas, and so did Guthrie. So they didn't tell him. What's the big deal?
Born Megyn Marie Kelly.
How'd she spell it at the beginning?
Maria. Marie, yeah. It's M-E-G-Y-N.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, what did you say,
Karen? Dougie?
I mean, who's the last up here? Jennifer.
Victoria.
Victoria.
That's okay. The one you keep calling Kara. Yeah. No, I was asking, do we know if Matt Lauer or Savannah Guthrie, do they know Megyn Kelly? Or is there bad blood there already? Or do they just not want her because of her reputation or where she comes from?
No, I don't think it's bad blood. I think that he is probably feeling threatened. And by the way, I haven't heard Savannah Guthrie was upset. I think Matt Lauer was upset because NBC didn't say, hey, here's the heads up. Matt Lauer is one of the top earning stars on TV. He makes like 22 to 25 million. Megyn Kelly, obviously, they're giving her 15, and she's kind of on his tails. So, you know, maybe he just wanted to be let in the loop because he feels that she could be on his tail.
I don't know, if I were Matt Lauer, I'd be sticking my chest out too much right now.
Me, I know. Megyn could go right in there.
Yeah, his popularity took a real hit.
I find nothing about him appealing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an age gap or something. I just don't get it.
You know what they should do?
The Matt Lauer thing.
They should put the brilliant Tucker Carlson over there instead of in Megyn Kelly.
Well, he has a job now, Dougie. He's replacing Megyn Kelly.
He's from Hunger. Oof. They should put Hannity back on the 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but his ratings are much better than What's-Her-Face's was.
What, Greta?
Replaced. Yeah, Greta.
Greta's going to MSNBC. It's like a multiple.
I know, it's so incestuous, isn't it? Everybody.
Yeah, of course it is. The whole thing is kind of like talk radio. Talk radio is really pretty incestuous. There are only like a couple of hundred really good jobs in news talk radio. And
how ironic is it that Megyn Kelly takes over for Billy Bush, who got knocked out because of Donald Trump?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all
and Megyn Kelly
everything.
Is sort of Megyn Kelly because of Donald Trump.
How do you go from Fox to MSNBC, though? What kind of conversations do you have in the bathrooms there?
I think MSNBC is going middle. I mean, CNN has pushed so far left. MSNBC is trying to be the middle outlet now.
Really?
Good luck with that.
Fox is going to kind of lost its shine, don't you think? Or just if you're a hardcore Fox person, you don't care about Roger Ailes showing his private parts to what's her face? Greta.
I don't think
Greta.
That bothers people.
What? Roger
people
Ailes?
Who love Fox? Yeah, people who love Fox, I don't think that swayed them either way.
And Roger Ailes is gone. I mean, this is the new era over there now.
21 after the hour, conversation continues here.
The top radio countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pastor, am I supposed to be hearing something, Rich? I don't
know. Yes.
As long as I can hear myself, I guess I'm okay. All right, it's 23 past. We're overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine here. Our overview, ours being Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the people from the Steffen Group. I like that. Steffen Multimedia, but I like the Steffen Group.
You sound like lawyers.
Yeah. Listen. All right, we can make a lot of money suing people for what we know, Richie. You remember that. Okay. Number 7 on the countdown, Donald Trump using his bully pulpit to get car makers not to ship jobs overseas. He keeps doing this, and even though it isn't all jobs being saved, I think there were 700 jobs at Ford and another 1,000 at GM that seem to have been saved. At least that's what the PR would tell you. They haven't stopped making cars in Mexico, but they seem to be thinking twice about going head-to-head with Trump. And how can you look upon it as being bad?
I think they hopefully see tax relief on the horizon, so they're giving it another year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny. I listened to the coverage on NPR this week about this whole Ford thing.
Mm-hmm.
And their angle on it was how upset the Mexicans were that they lost their job.
I've seen that, too, that they were America's stealing jobs from them.
Right, isn't that funny?
To them. It's very upsetting.
A lot of conservatives, though, will say that he shouldn't be targeting individual companies to go after, you know, to extend offers to individual companies.
Why? He's the boss.
Now he needs to go save Macy's.
And Sears and Kohl's. Maybe.
Yeah.
And
so Kmart. Those of you who didn't hear that this week, Macy's closing. Well, they had made the announcement a month or two ago, 160 stores, 140 stores all around the country, Macy's. But it really was underscored by how much money Amazon took in sales for Christmas and how much they didn't in these stores especially. Kohl's is a pretty, would you say Kohl's and Target are similar? I'm not a shopper, so.
Yeah, I mean, Target's definitely more expanded as far as things that you can buy there, but Target's better branded, and I think that's what that ultimately.
What do you get in Kohl's? What is just a lower middle level of clothing and
clothes? They have more clothes than Target does. Yeah. They have a much bigger selection.
But why would you go to Kohl's to buy your clothing? And I'm asking this with a straight face.
Because it's inexpensive and decent quality.
But how is it? But so
I mean, they sell Levi's just target. Like Sears does, or yeah. just like the Levi's store does.
So
you
they also do partnerships.
Is this
designers.
The market? Wait a second. Is this the marketplace saying there's too much of this stuff? And you can buy jeans at every corner, and so why bother to have all of these stores? If I think there's a separate, I think there's a crisis in identity here, as much as anything else. Especially the way this guy Lambert, who's the hedge fund guy, took over. He bought the Kmart chain about 12, 13 years ago because it was a real estate play, and then he saw the same thing happening at Sears, so he bought up Sears leases and the property they owned for nothing. And they continue to run the store. This week it was announced Craftsman Tools have been sold. I don't know who bought them. Anybody know who bought them? You're going to be able to buy Craftsman Tools in some other.
Right.
I think it's an auto parts store that bought them, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know anything about tools, but are Craftsman Tools, are they popular?
Yeah.
Is that a big brand?
They're,
I mean,
yeah,
I think they are the best.
Decker. They're iconic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're the best. And that they've been cheapened somewhat by this Lambert and the way he runs things. But without, I mean, Richie, you said, was it last year or the year before, you bought a whole bunch of appliances from Sears and they were junk.
I bought a Kenmore refrigerator and it's the worst. Well, you know what? I mean, I'm 10 years into that refrigerator now, but I had a service issue with it 2 years in.
Mm-hmm.
And the part they couldn't get me for 10 days. When it was 2 hours away in Pennsylvania, I said, I'll go drive and get the part. Can you come tomorrow? No.
Yeah.
And that's when I was out.
My parents used to be big Kenmore fans, and they've also soured on
horrible.
It. The stuff falls apart. It's not well made.
It's horrible.
Well, that's the whole Lambert thing. All right, so that's our discussion of what's going on business-wise in the country. 28 past the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, follow our show on Twitter if you want to, and if you don't want to...
Wow.
On you.
There we go. That's a mature way of getting to the bottom line here. The charts from Talkers Magazine, the focus here with the gang from the Good Day program and from DJV. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden and I are going through the list of stories. I will go back for a moment to our discussion of Craftsman tools. Victoria didn't really know much about them, and I think Rich and I both agree, and most of you who have ever done anybody who works as a home shop or you are a professional, you bought Craftsman tools because they were the best, and if there was something wrong with them, you just brought them back to Sears. They give you a new one, no questions asked.
For example,
that happened
Victoria.
Over and over. I've had that happen. I have a big breaker wrench, Richie, that I probably, on average, once a year, if I'm changing a tire that was put on with a pneumatic or an air gun, and I'm on the road or out in the field, I'll use this Craftsman breaker bar with a socket, and sometimes you got to put a pipe on it to break the stud or the nut, and if that's the case, oftentimes you break it. So you just go to Sears, and they give you a new one, bing, bang, boom, that's it. So, according to our pal Larry Fuss, who owns a couple of radio stations that carry this program, the folks at Stanley that also own Black & Decker bought Craftsman from Sears for $900 million.
Whoa!
$900 million. So now, Craftsman tools will be available everywhere at Lowe's, at Home Depot, at the local auto store, wherever you can buy Stanley and Black & Decker tools.
But will it still have the same return policy it's always had?
That's a great question. I would think they would.
Can I go to Lowe's in 10 years and take that broken tip screwdriver back and just have them hand me a new one?
Yeah.
Because that was the thing with Craftsman. You knew they stood behind their tools.
Well, and it's an interesting combination because Stanley tools are a combination of things. Yeah, right. But they're not like the specific mechanic thing. You can find bits and pieces if you go into a Home Depot, for example. Black & Decker is an electric It's a motor company, actually, that makes tools that are power tools, in essence. So it's maybe an interesting combination to see how they market it. But anyway, Larry, thank you for giving us that bit of information that people will talk about this weekend. All right, number six on the countdown, the focus on Jeff Sessions and what he's about and what he isn't about. I never cared for him as a legislator, or lawmaker. I don't care much for what I know of him now, but I guess I'm not the only one. I wouldn't go out in the street and protest. I want to see what he's going to do first.
NAACP is already protesting because of things that he has done.
Well, wasn't he connected somehow to the KKK? Well,
he said the KKK was okay until he found out that someone smoked pot, and then he didn't like them because of that. That's literally like what happened. So it was back in the 80s. So he's got a long history of stuff like that.
Of being smart about that stuff. Okay. Mm. Richie, you started to groan about something.
I'm not even going to participate in that.
All right. Number five. The continuing focus on fake news, which is one of the big issues of our time. It may be in the countdown every week for a long time. Fake news, or is it just a gimmick? Is this sort of one of those passing fancies that sounds cool? Okay, let's glom onto this for a while.
Who decides what's fake news?
Well, that's a question.
We had the Washington Post tell us that the Russians hacked the Vermont utility company last week. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. We were wrong. We had to retract it. Is that fake news? Should they be censored? Are they responsible enough to feed us news?
Yeah, that's a great question. What's the difference between fake news and irresponsibility?
Right.
Or bad sources or bad news, you know, whatever.
Or just a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree that Jeff Sessions is a bad guy. Are you guys giving us fake news, or am I the one with fake news?
No, it's not fake. It's our opinion.
Well, those are
and that's where the color, the lines get blurred because there's too much opinion.
But my reality and your reality are different. Yeah.
The fact is that Jeff Sessions said the KKK was all right. All right. Do we really know?
I don't know. Is that a fact? I don't really know that.
Somebody told me that. It's kind of like, it's hard to, in the case of Trump and the sexual innuendos that he made about women, hard to deny that because they got him on tape.
But Billy Bush.
Yeah, right. And look at where Billy Bush has ended up.
Where did he?
He's I think he got a job. But I'm not sure. It wasn't a job that made much sense or made any difference.
Yeah, he's working at Macy's. Selling Trump ties.
Coles, yeah, right.
In Martha Stewart pots and pans.
That's very interesting. All right, number four on our story list from the list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the torture case. This is one of the most horrible now. Again, back to social media. What's real? What's fake? What do people get outraged about? I saw this and I took a look at the puss on that girl and just the anger that you can see in her face and trying to figure out what makes these people so angry. How are they being brought up? They're being brought up to hate white people? And they got this guy to say F Trump and F America and F white folks or F whatever. You know, this is a kind of a sickness, a mental attitude it has a place, I suppose, like anything else. It gets us to focus on what's real and what's good. But in my opinion, these four ought to go to jail for a long, long time.
Well, and they will.
Yep.
I think they will,
But also, it speaks to what the hell is going on in Chicago. I mean, come on. There's no leadership. The mayor doesn't know what he's doing. The police chief doesn't know what he's doing. The police this week earlier, you may or may not have seen this. Now, maybe this is fake news. Maybe it's real. You're going to get me to question everything, Richie. I'm not going
to
believe anything anymore.
Unless you see it from three sources, it's not true.
Yeah, all right. So the Chicago Trib says that the stats show that police are just not doing their job. They're not going out to chase bad guys. They're not investigating. The detectives aren't looking for murderers. Just nobody's doing. They're just collecting.
They're staying out of the line of fire.
Well, 60 Minutes says it all started when they stopped the ability of the police officers to stop and search anybody that they wanted to. Because it was racial profiling.
Who changed that? Who got that changed? But did Rahm Emanuel get that changed?
I don't know who changed it. But there was a story on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago where they said basically that's when the numbers started ticking up. Mm-hmm. And so do you go back and look at that? Should we be racially profiling? Or should we be able to stop and search and seizure of anybody we want to because they look suspicious, whether it appears like you're racial profiling or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm in New York City, and stop and frisk is a very hot button issue here. So, you know, it's...
I thought they stopped doing it in New York.
They did stop, but, you know, that could always be reversed. It's,
well,
you know,
anything can be reversed, but yeah. Stopping it...
Mayor de Blasio was very against it, citing, well, he has a black son, so, I mean, that's part of the reason that he cited that, you know, his son has been targeted in the past, and that was something that, you know, was personal to him. But, I mean, it always ends up being racially profiled, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what the right answer is.
I don't either. It's not a good situation, however, no matter how you slice it. The top items on the stories list as we continue in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you age. There's a way to support healthy blood flow. Get enough dietary nitrates into your system, and that comes from nitric oxide. And guess where you get nitric oxide? You've heard me talk about SuperBeets. SuperBeets, the easiest way, the best way, the most productive way to get these natural dietary nitrates into your system. Put a scoop of it in a 4-ounce glass of water or maybe a smoothie or some kind of drink. I just had mine in the last hour. Give me more energy. And I know that SuperBeets supports healthy circulation, opens up your arteries so that the blood flows everywhere, to your muscles, to your brain. This is something you take before you work out, before you take a long walk. You want to get yourself awake after a busy day at the office, and in the middle of the afternoon you kind of slow down. Take a scoop of SuperBeets, have a glass of water, and you will notice very quickly how you will change your zone, if you will. It'll zoom up your zone. It will. So, all natural, ready to get to work for you. You'll want to feel this way once you figure out what it does to your energy quotient, your stamina, all those good things. So as you practice this routine every day, you're telling other people about it. I try to tell people about it every day. And here's how you get the supply you're needed, or that you need for your family needs too, to have the energy and to have the sustenance, the stamina that you want to live your life to the fullest. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com and order it that way. Order your own SuperBeet Superfood at DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183. You'll get a free 30-day supply with your first order, money-back guarantee, the free book Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. It's that simple. No risk offer. Call 800-655-4183 or click on DougLikesBeets.com. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, now time for us to overview what the top stories are in order. A lot of times we get started in the conversation on the countdown, take one or two of these items, then we go off of them and we don't really stick to the countdown. So here we go, from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, the sports stuff that's being talked about, not necessarily just on sports talk radio, but general interest news talk radio. Number 9, the ethics office move from the Republicans. Number 8, the fate of Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson at Fox or away from Fox. Let's see here. Number 7, Donald Trump against Ford and General Motors. Jeff Sessions protesting. Number 6, the continuing focus on fake news. Number 5, the torture case in Chicago is 4. The Obamacare strategies 3. Lame duck sessions number 2. And the hacking controversy number 1 this week on the countdown.
And now, Geico saving stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts. Chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. From depressive lows to manic highs, bipolar disorder is characterized by mood swings. But in a recent study, researchers found that there's often more going on.
We found that binge eating disorder was occurring in just under 10% of our bipolar patients, which is significantly higher than the average rate in the general population.
Dr. Mark Fry says the study also showed high rates of obesity in bipolar patients, just over 40%.
So we're really seeing that binge eating disorder, which can have a whole host of additional psychiatric concerns, and obesity, which we know can be related to a number of other medical complications, are common in bipolar disorder.
Dr. Fry says the study shows that bipolar disorder is a complicated illness, so tailoring treatment to individuals is also more complicated. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A young couple thought they were living the American dream when they bought a little yellow house with a white picket fence in El Dorado Hills, California. But then, the town decided to ban yellow and require all homes to be beige or tan. This young couple decided to fight back. They finally won a long court battle, so the town decided to get even by banning the picket fence, too. The city manager said, if you allow yellow, then when a guy comes in and says he likes purple, where do you draw the line? How about looking through the lens of liberty and drawing the line at freedom? If people can't paint their house whatever color makes them happy, they should see red.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear. Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview once again. If you've lost track or you haven't been paying attention, sometimes we go around some of these things rather than having just a direct list. Okay, so here's the list from number 10 to number 1 of the people that were most on the minds of talk hosts this week, according to research at Talkers Magazine. Brent Musburger at number 10, Megyn Kelly at number 9, Jeff Sessions, number 8, Chuck Schumer, number 7, Paul Ryan, number 6, who seemed to have a trend going on, get the connection there. James Clapper, number 5. Julian Assange, number 4. Pukin Putin at 3. Barack Obama, number 2. He's given way to Donald Trump pretty much since the election. It's been Donald Trump, number 1, on these lists pretty much every week, and Barack Obama, number 2. So that's the story. That's the people list this week from Talkers. All right, a couple of minutes here left in our overview. The stories, the Obamacare strategy, I think that's been discussed fully, the whole business about Obama and his lame duck session, et cetera, et cetera. What seems to be getting a lot of attention and has a lot of people's imaginations cooking is whether the Russian hacking really took place. Trump says it wasn't the Russians. The people that are in the current administration says it was, and here's the proof.
Julian Assange says it wasn't.
Right. We're
so truthful and reliable.
Right. According to Sean Hannity.
Well, this is, it'll be, wow, you can count on Sean to be parroting whatever the Trump people say. That'll be what you know, there'll be a steady flow of information that'll be the same as we have from the Trump people. Here's the number one stat of the week. The debt in America this past year increased by $1,054,647,941,626.91. That, almost $20 trillion in the hole.
We better start packing our lunch.
Say, yeah, I'm right.
Save a couple right. bucks to pay that off.
Uh-huh. All right, Richie, thank you. Victoria, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
The top radio countdown.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for a review of the top five technology items this week. Starting with number five, isn't it clever how we've done this? From number five to number one, who would have thought we'd go through the top five items in technology in order from number five to number one? Wow! We've done this all on our own, too, boys and girls. Well, I've had some help from Victoria Keelan. I'm going to be the big voice announcer, and Victoria will bring you up to speed on some of these items. So are you ready there, Victoria?
Ready.
Straightened in your brain. Okay, here's number five.
Well, of course, most of the country is getting some winter weather this weekend, if you haven't already gotten it. So one of the most important things you need to think about are your devices. And if you're traveling in your car or if you're traveling on an airplane, you have to make sure that you protect your devices, whether it's your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone, from the cold. We all know, we're all aware of not leaving these things in a hot car in the summer, but the winter weather can be just as damaging to your devices. And it can literally fry a motherboard on your laptop, and it can ruin your screen on a smartphone. So you have to make sure that you don't leave things in your trunk. You don't let things get to freezing temperatures. If you must leave things in a trunk in your car, or if you have to fly with them in a suitcase, don't check them. Do not leave them in. You bring them with you as carry-on and wrap them up like in a sweater or. And don't check your bags.
For two reasons. They can get stolen by the people that work at the airport.
And damaged, of course. They
except
tossed
for
around.
Kara's father. Then the cold, because if there's no animal in the undercarriage, they don't pressurize it. They don't put any heat down there. So it's usually 30 to 40 below in the atmosphere where the plane is traveling, and that's what's going to be in the,
and
in
one of the
belly of the
right,
plane.
And one of the things that you also need to remember, if you do have to check your bags with your devices in them, make sure that you allow them to get back to room temperature before you power them on again, because rebooting your devices while they're freezing cold can actually do some permanent damage. So just make sure you take care of your
rebooting me when I'm cold does permanent damage.
Number four.
Speaking of smartphones and damage, I can't even believe this was a story this week, but it is. Apple is saying that they love that everyone's enthusiastic about the water-resistant aspect of the new iPhone 7, but people have got to stop showering with their iPhones. This is a thing. I can't believe this is a thing, but people are taking their iPhone 7s into the shower with them, whether it's to listen to music or to check email. Stop doing that, because it's not waterproof, it's water-resistant. So a few drops of water isn't going to mess up your iPhone, but you can't go swimming with it. So that's the message to the dummies out there.
Right.
From your friends at DJV, don't go showering with your iPhone.
Number three.
Facebook got some heat this week because they blocked a photo of the statue of Neptune for being explicitly sexual. Neptune apparently says that it having a picture of Neptune, this all started with a travel writer in Italy, in the Piazza del Nettuna in the Italian city of Bologna. She is a local writer. She was doing a local piece on the history of her city of Bologna. She wanted to highlight the piece with a picture of the statue of Neptune, and Facebook would not allow it to be posted.
And
so now there's an online...
It took him seconds to take it down, but it took him a half hour to get down the video of the four kids beating up that guy in Chicago. Hello.
There
ding,
you
ding,
go.
Anybody home?
There you go. So there's an online petition called Yes to Neptune, No to Censorship.
All right. Speaking of Facebook, number two features the founder, at least allegedly, of Facebook.
Right. Allegedly. Mark Zuckerberg has 83 million Facebook friends. And every year around this time, he likes to do a Facebook Live or a post and share his resolutions for the year. Most of them are personal. This year, he did something that's a little more company-centric. He vows to visit every state this year in 2017, and he wants to meet and talk with people from every state. And he wants to discuss some of the issues that are going on in the country. He feels that... everyone is way too divided. And he said, for decades, technology and globalization have made us more productive and connected, but it's also had a lot of drawbacks. And he wants to find a way to change the game so it works for everyone, which I think is commendable if he can achieve this goal for
2017. Number one.
The Vermont utility hack was also a huge story this week. Of course, it's making people more concerned about the U.S. power grid. Now, this was a laptop that was not plugged into the actual power plant in Vermont. However, there was Russian malware found on the laptop. And, of course, the Obama administration has been calling out Russia for their hacks during the U.S. election. And, of course, if the U.S. power grid goes down, then we have a serious problem with all of our medical systems
everything.
And hospitals.
With everything. Yeah.
So, with everything. So this is yet another step in the hacking issue.
Those damn Russians. What are we going to do about that? Let's go to war. Let's bomb them. Okay, food for thought. It's 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.